Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
Oh, love Affair 2. Welcome to another banging episode of Groove Cartel. You know how we do, Affair 2. We bring you nothing but the best. Got another performance today brought by the one and only Mohumutsi Chosen. Brother, come to the mic, my man.
See, this year's a king on the mic, a king on the vocals, the soulful bishop. If you would just allow me to give you a good time, that would be highly appreciated. Shout out to C. Moody, my boy.
Lama now,
tete ke go bontshe tedi mo pelong tse I'm begging you give me time a chance tete ke go bontshe I wanna show you colors,
show you
colors,
colors
of my love. I wanna show you colors,
colors,
colors of my love. Different colors,
colors.
Boys J6.
I wanna show you colors,
colors,
colors, colors,
this is J6.
Different colors,
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 colors. I wanna show you colors,
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 la 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 la
This one is for the black people.
Molly Fati.
Hey. Shout out to Mr. Buddy Nine. Rock Tonic. Deep House Stand Up. Hey.
yamahodi mo oketa ramaseri le seri la hao le fati ka bohara ba keke ba mone. I see a star looking in your eyes kanye ole fati yamahodi mo oketa ramaseri le seri la hao le fati ka bohara ba keke ba mone. Afraid, no. Let it be known, let it be known who you are. God won't take. Hold your head up high. Oh, let it be known just who you are. Hold your head.
Moonlight, diamonds.
ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Jay Z.
Girl, I'm not a fool. Don't you lie to me. Who won it to fail? Who soon gets his sleep? Girl, I'm not a fool. Don't you lie to me. Who won it to fail? Who soon gets his sleep? Girl, I'm not a fool. Don't you lie to me. Who won it to fail? Who soon gets his sleep? Girl, I'm not a fool. Don't you lie to me. Who won it to fail?
Más
Kazi.
You know why, right?
Because daddy told Jive more, speed more.
Yadi Dara Tama Jida,
then we go. Groove more, Chiba more. Leva Yana Baho Paga.
What about that?
Go Kazi. Yeah.
So you can do a lot of things, take me out of the ghetto, but you can never take
the ghetto out of me. Hey, go Kasi. Hey, go get thing. Hey, take me go Kasi.
When Banyora say trying to push, the Banyana say trying to get. That Zaga ya Banyora, if I wanna buy Isabella, but tell her when I fella just take me go Kasi.
When the cheese boys hang around, the Banyana about that and around, the Banyana about that and down.
Lepo mama, lepo papa, bonabale, but
take me go Kasi.
When Banyora say trying to push, the Banyana say trying to get. That Zaga ya Banyora, if I wanna buy Isabella, but tell her when the fella just
take me go Kasi.
All the cheese boys hang around, never jan about that and around, never fun about that and down. Double mama, little papa, for the valley, but it's tender. When Majora say trying to push, never jan say trying to get. Then Zaga ya Majora, if I'm on a by Isabella, but still, when a fella just
say,
all the cheese boys hang around, never jan about that and around, never fun about that and down. Double mama, little papa, for the valley, but it's tender.
Kasi, 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 amen. Rasti, Kasi, that's where I'm from. Kodi, Shoko, Dada, Bani. Nengoreji, that's where we chilling. Everybody, that's where we party. Bonte, Bonte, that's where we get it. Hey, go, Kasi. Hey.
Thank you.
Affair 2, you heard that dope performance by our homie here, Umuhumuzi Chosen. Bro, welcome to Groove Cartel, my man.
Hey, man. What it is?
It's good to have you here.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. And you've got an amazing voice.
Bro. Nah, geet.
No, goblin. I'm pretty confident, Jorge. Everybody who's encountered your music can qualify the statement that I've made.
All right.
Take us through your performance, my man. What was your intention today for your performance?
You know, I love giving music. I love being in front of people.
And sure.
Just giving myself. Music is me, so I just want to give myself to people so that they can enjoy it. So today's performance was just about teaching people, or rather, giving people a glimpse of where I come from. With regards to the music, I tried to take it as back as I could, even though I couldn't really take it. But I try to keep it as familiar as possible.
For sure.
Which is quite cool.
Bro, I'm pretty fascinated by you, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I went away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Came at a time where the world was where the world was. It was a tough time.
Yeah,
for all of us collectively. And when the world opened up again,
yes,
I want to wait. You became that,
bro,
that reminder.
Yeah,
of what the world had been.
It's one of the classics of of piano.
Sure,
I know when piano was still coming up, you know, back in the time, Stabo Umshove.
Oh yeah,
remember?
Yeah,
that's when soulful piano kind of started with the Abantu Betus, the Daliwongas and stuff. So for me, those are the roots of it. Like, you know, but when I wrote that song, actually, people don't know this, but initially that song wasn't a piano song. It was a deep tech, soulful tech type of song.
Sure.
It was called Abantu.
Sure.
So me and my boy, C.A. Souls is C. Moody.
Sure.
C. Moody, me and him, we made a song called Abantu. It was proper. It was deep tech. If you know C. Moody, you know he's deep tech.
Yeah.
It was proper, but we felt like, you know, we wanted something different. So Moody knew of a kid who was trending more Soweto. So he hollered at me one time. He's like, yo, there's this dude I know and he's proper, man. Everyone is raving about this guy.
Sure.
I want to put him on this song and see what he can do.
Sure.
Just so happens to be the legendary Kelvin Momo. From that moment, the relationship sprung.
For sure.
So
for sure.
We started there. We made a lot of music.
Yeah.
We made a lot of music. But the most highlighted one is Abantu Betu. That's the initial song that everyone else knew us from, you know.
Yeah. Where were you mentally when you wrote that song? I mean, you say that you wrote it not as a piano jam, but for it, what you wrote still resonated.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, had it been deep tech, had it been whatever, it
still would have caught on.
So where were you when you were putting that song together?
This song was written, remember the first flood situation that happened in KZN?
Yeah, wow.
The first one,
one? Yeah.
So this song was written at that time. Okay. That immediate catastrophic event, I was sitting by myself at the house and I was looking at the whole situation. I know it happened in KZN and it also happened in Maputo, in Mozambique. So I was writing about that. When you listen to the songs, it says dark clouds, moonlight, diamond stars fall from the sky.
Yeah.
The diamond stars are the rain.
Okay.
You understand? Dark clouds are the clouds you get before rain. You understand?
Yeah.
And then I said, there'll be better days. The better days, I'm talking about the after event. Because after that, it was catastrophic. Everything was a mess, dog. Like, it was, you know, many lives were lost.
Yeah.
And I often share a joke. I don't know if it's...
if it's going to land.
It's going to land, but...
I'm laughing and you don't even share it.
One time I was like, one of my friends was like, I'm like, you know, my man, you know, I know people are so very fussy about the land of Okokobenu and stuff.
Yeah.
So, where do you think Okokobenu are after the flood? So, because you know.
Because the floods. I brother, okay, sure. I get it.
But don't tell people I said so. Because I almost got hit. Yeah. He's like, what are you trying to say? I'm like, you know the flood comes in it.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm a coco where
You know, my friend, let's just leave it at that.
Did you think that with the context, I mean, the context, as you say, it's about floods and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to take what was happening during that time, Eddie lockdown.
You know what? It's like that song was a prophecy of what was about to happen in this past decade. You know what I mean?
It was something like that because the
whole decade, there's been changes and things, events that are catastrophic. It wasn't just the flood.
World changing.
You understand? Yeah, yeah. After the flood, there were things. There was COVID. There was, I mean, a lot of things were happening, man. Kids were dying and I don't know, man. It was like a prophecy that, guys, even though this is going to happen, just remember that there'll be better days.
Sure.
That's why I say, but a bird came in the night. You get it now? With a message from the sky to believe that there'll be better days to come for you and me.
And it is really, really a better day because I'm standing here in front of you.
You know what I mean?
And you're sharing such an important message.
Yeah.
And it leads to my next question. Where do you generally then write from? I mean, you've given us context, I think if you were to take your entire catalog and all the other projects that you've worked with other people, it's always deep. Where do you get your inspiration from? Is it, is it always sad times? Because some people operate from the sad times purely. Joy, where do you think?
For me, like I said in the beginning, I am the music. So it's my experiences. It's never just sad times because there's songs like Okasi where I speak about where I come from. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Lovely shout out.
You know what I mean? It's like it speaks about where I come from.
Yeah.
And then there's songs like Nitifela where it's about relationships and stuff. Then there's songs about Bo. You know, I take my life experiences, what I see. Like, for example, the song Urifile Bophelo. How that song came about, a fan called and said, yo, we just lost a baby. So with that happening, we feel like we want to do something for the baby. So could you please write a song for our child? Because we lost the kid. That's where the song Urifile Bophelo comes from. And I was like, okay, tell me your story. What happened? Because I'm good at that.
Yeah.
I'm good at displaying emotions through music. You understand? Yeah. So when he told me that, I immediately had a song within an hour. Within an hour, I had a whole song. I had already like wrote it down and arranged the vocals and everything. All I needed was a beat.
Yeah.
And then I spoke with my boy, Zico SA. He's also my sound engineer.
Oh, yeah?
Like most of my projects, he engineers that.
For
so
sure.
I spoke with him quick. I'm like, yo, Njagabona, man, there's a song for these people that I want to do. So let's put together something.
Mm-hmm.
He put together a beat and then we did the song. Before we knew it, the whole country caught on and they were like, yo, this is such a touching song. But they don't understand that what the
how
song,
much deeper.
You know what I mean? And the people I was writing it for, they're like forever proud. Like to this day, the dude will just call me and say, Mfitubona Tlamla, thank you so much. Tanyuku, man. You know?
Wow, bro.
Yeah, those are the people I prefer in my life. Those Baba Mfanyuku for no reason.
You know what I mean? No, but you deserve it. I think, and I'm glad that you're aware of that.
No, thank
you. Actually do deserve it because you're talented, bro. I'm curious to then find out what does the going forward look like for you musically. Are we staying within the range that we currently know you for, meaning you know dance music, or are you thinking of? Possibly.
I love, initially when I started off, I was Neo Soul.
Your tunnel.
Yeah, I initially started with Neo Soul. If you look at you'll find some projects there where I'm rapping a little bit on the vocals and stuff. But yeah, that's where I initially came from.
Yeah.
So should there be a shift? Should the opportunity, because now I'm a spiritual guy, so I follow the spirit. If the spirit says, this is what you need to be doing right now. Yeah. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
I'm not deprived. I'm not held back by anything. I'm not gonna say, hurry, this is why. But I'm not gonna be dancing and jumping up. That's not me. Not gonna jive. I'm a bit. May I make you guys dance? I sing so you feel something.
Yeah,
so you can dance. For me, it's more about, can you feel me? You know what I mean? If you've been to my shows, you realize that this guy is more about, I have to sit and listen to him.
Yeah.
Not I have to dance to him. You know what I mean? It's not about the vibes. Yeah. It's about what you hear for me. Yeah.
Your interest in music, where does that begin? How far back? When you were a little boy?
So I started doing music. You know, I was born a musician. I don't know if you know how that is. Like, when you're born a musician, you don't really have a trace back to where did it start, because I always knew I was a musician. So one time I decided, you know what, I'm gonna start singing. So when I decided that was back when I was in church. I grew up in a church.
Okay.
I'm a church boy. So one time I decided, no, you know what, I'm gonna join the church choir. Mm-hmm. And at the church choir, I met this lady who became my instructor. Basically, she's the one who structured everything. I don't know if I should say her name, but her name is Messi Ndani. She taught us actually, but I was mostly listening to her structuring of music and everything. And then from there, I just developed the ability to arrange music. And I was in a group. I was in an a cappella group, and that kind of helped. You know, it helped with melodies and everything, understanding keys and everything, knowing that this is your range and all that. So that's where I kind of structured everything. Yeah. But my first song that I wrote, I think I was in matric. Mm. So understand, let me trace it back a bit. Starting to sing in a choir, I was 14. All my life, I had been singing, but I didn't really actively do it in front of people.
Oh, yeah.
So starting to do it in front of people, I was 14.
Sure.
And then from there up to around when I was 18, only then did I start writing music. So arranging songs and stuff. Sure. Since I started, I've been doing it. I write music without a beat. You understand? Without anything else, songs would just play in my head and then I'm writing the whole thing. So since then, I was just writing, composing music and composing, but not recording. I started recording, I think in 2016, in a mini studio in Soweto with one of my friends there. So Kopim Vili, we started recording some songs, and then I thought, okay, I have interest in this. Then immediately from there, I moved back to Rustenburg because life is really difficult.
Sure.
So I had to move back to Rustenburg. So when I got to Rustenburg, there was a production house, basically, that we were working at. We tried the whole group thing. It didn't work. Something blue. That's what we used to call ourselves. So that's where I started recording and understanding how exactly recording works out. You understand? So from there, I started recording myself. And then around 2016, I met this bro. I was with a friend of mine. We were in a car, right? He wants me to say his name, but I'm not going to say his name.
What's that?
So.
Why won't you say his
name? No, what's that? Bipsa, what's that? Every time I have to go around saying his name. King, this is not his show. What's that? This is mine. Okay. So. What's that? That means the next time.
Sure.
Right? So we were in the car, right? So. While we're in the car, he plays this beat, it's a soulful house beat, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty nice. So I caught on immediately. I'm like, I'm singing along to it. I'm like, okay, I have a song for this. He's like, ah, serious? Sure. No, it'll be like, I'll easily produce. You know how niggas are. I'll take you to them. I'm like, I reckon a good thing. He's like, hey, bros. Hi, Meneki. I'm sharp and beat.
Sure.
So these bros, they're like, no, sharp, but. So you can have a thing. 1-2 minutes in an hour is done. Right?
Yeah.
The song was done, and then I leave. And then I ask him, what are you going to do with the song? They're like, no, we'll see. They didn't believe in it. We'll see. So I'm like, oh, Baba, told Lala, give me an OG. Leak the song. Leak the song.
Sure.
Leaked it. Before I knew it, it was in every mixtape there is Momzanzi. It was playing everywhere. So it blew up.
Yeah.
That's Bring Back the Night. It was like 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
From there, I worked on a new project. I started working on a new project.
Yeah.
This is 2017. Worked on it for the whole 2 years up to 2018. So 2018, that's when I released my first mixtape, Mapaseka.
Yeah.
Right? So Mapaseka is the one that got me everyone else's attention.
Okay.
Because now it was a body of work.
Yeah.
So I started there and it pushed. Met the Kelvins, met a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
I, since then, man, it's been going and going. But my first project was in 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, dude. And then we had J-Sax.
JJ.
So what's
somewhere?
Just let's chat a little bit about him.
Yeah.
How you guys meet, and I mean, he gave us a lovely cameo here. But
yeah.
If you can tell us a little bit about the synergy, you know, the live instrument element. But obviously, by then you're used to.
Yeah, because I'm from there.
Yeah, yeah. With that background, how is it in a different setting? Because I sang a choir.
It's a little different. You know, we do less in this setup than we do go to choir.
Okay. And more
live performances Tsako church.
Sure, sure.
But we do way less.
Yeah.
Way less, because now here it's structured and it's straightforward. There's different dynamics, you understand. He'll tell you, Leonard, okay, there's a certain progression that comes in, and there's more progression with music that's done live than there is with music that's done like this.
Okay, okay, I get
so that. So the dynamics are a bit more. The sessions, the practice sessions, the arrangements, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
So when you see people singing on stage there, trust me, it's far beyond what you see here. Because this one is simple. From there to this, this one is simple.
Oh, yeah.
Only thing
yeah.
about this one that's scary is the cameras.
Yes, like the camera.
Yeah, man, these things, man, they capture everything. Man, so, call the hooker, Steve Twenya, and I said, Jaffa, they'll capture you, man.
A beat of sweat, my boy.
That time I'm shaking, I'm thinking, no, they can see me. I'm shaking.
Bro, thank you very, very much for firstly blessing us.
Thank you, man.
With your voice. Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed you.
Oh, okay.
Thoroughly enjoyed the music.
Yeah.
Looking forward to whatever comes, man. The spirit shows you.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And of course, there are a couple of people who actually had never had the face behind.
To know music. What I look, let me take these off because my eyes, maybe they want to see my eyes. These are my eyes. I've got nice eyes, man. Come on. I'm kind of Jay. I don't need you to tell me that. I know.
Type of thing. Mr. Eyes. Come on. Give them your social media handles, bro. There's your camera.
Okay, so it's Mogomotsi Chosen. Mogomotsi is Mogomotsi.
Yeah.
Chosen is Chosen. I don't get people who spell Chosen with double O. Guys, Kandu, what's going on?
Ariska Kenara.
Okay, no, it's fine. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
Right? If you want to go personal, it's not available. But everywhere on all handles is Mogomotsi Chosen. I've left details of where you can contact me, like numbers, if you want to book on the platforms, from your Instagram to your Twitter and to your Facebook.
Yeah.
All over. I'm active everywhere. I'm always interacting with the people and all that. So if you follow me, you know already. This guy doesn't ask things, he can reply. Yeah, no, excited. Like, you know, these people, they'll go in your DMs and ask you, hey, my bro, hey, man, can you send me Buma a time? Hey, I'm stuck.
I think that's reserved for Manyoro Tsanalwen. When they see Muto Tsanalwen, they're not going to bother. I don't have what you have, like the eyes. I can't get to you. So,
okay. Yeah.
So they mustn't DM you, Kadi.
Hey, Mona, I can't challenge the chance. Booking. Book me, yes, but just can't go pan you.
We are still Groove Cartel. I am still Ash Mupedi.
Yeah,
check you on the next one. Better is brewing. We're signing out. Awe.
Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.